Hello, and welcome to this Overcoming Postnatal Depression Emotion Download. Emotion downloads are based on the Human Givens approach to mental healing and health, the newest and most radical school of psychology in 40 years. This rapidly expanding approach is UK-based and dates just from the mid-1990s. The Emotion audio series can complement your Human Givens therapy, but can also be used as part of a standalone self-help program. I am Andrew Richardson and a director of the London Human Givens Centre. In this download, you will learn of the three factors which create and maintain virtually all depressions, and postnatal depression is no different. And you will also be able to identify the importance of each of these as contributing to your depression feelings since becoming a mother. And there is advice and tools and therapy to heal yourself, and so give you the confidence deep within that there is nothing wrong or bad about you, and you will never experience a depression like this again, if and when you decide to have more children. Please ensure that when listening to the rest of this download, you're not operating machinery or driving or engaging in any other activity which requires your concentration. Depression is a word bandied about a lot, and many will talk of being depressed when just feeling down or blue. But those who have really experienced depression, particularly postnatal depression, know in their bones that a depression is much more than this. They will talk of feelings of utter hopelessness, of being completely overwhelmed, or of being enveloped in a mood of black despair. Often this is a palpable, physical feeling of blackness, of tightness, of heaviness and stuckness. And it is horrifying to experience. There is little pleasure or motivation, which seems so wrong for a new mother, and so the challenges you face looking after your baby just seem overwhelming. Well, does this talk to you? Can you recognize something there that you understand because you have experienced this or are experiencing this? The first of the three factors that create and maintain a depression, and a postnatal depression is no different, and this is important to realize, revolves around your sleeping. And by understanding this connection, you can also understand that the experience of being a mother for the first time, or for a second time, if the first experience was very hard, can manufacture depression feelings in the brain. And from this understanding, you will know what you can do immediately to reduce the brain's power to hurt you and weaken you. And you will realize that your postnatal depression is neither genetic nor an affliction caused by hormonal changes through the pregnancy and the birth. You need to know a little bit about why you dream. And we dream for a very simple reason: to let go of the worries and other emotions that came up that day for us, and that are still there at the end of the day, unresolved and incomplete and nagging away at us and filling us up and clogging us up. And by being able to let go of these emotions every night by dreaming, those vital emotional templates are kept in good working order for when we really need them next. And dreaming dissolves the strong, unresolved emotion of that day by acting the emotion out in our dreaming imagination. The effect is a bit like a circle being completed. And of course, with a new baby, there is a host of things that can cause worry. One worry can be over the health of the baby. A newborn baby seems so fragile and helpless, and needs so much of your love and attention. And it is easy to forget how strong that baby is, and that he or she knows very well how to survive and prosper. Or you may worry about your physical and emotional capacity to give and to care as is needed. This is a typical worry. And there are others, perhaps related to the changing relationship with the father of the baby and other family members, or over money and the massive change that is happening in your life and to your independence. Or just worrying over the feelings you have, which do not seem to be natural and storybook. Well, if for a moment you could imagine that the worry you had today was resolved by action that you took, and so the worry feeling disappeared, then your capacity to worry, which we all need, to make sure you can protect and nurture your baby, for example, would be ready and waiting when next called upon. But what if you went to bed that night with the worry still nagging away at you? And how would it be if this was happening every day? Well, in time you would find that you could not make use of your worry emotion. It would be a bit like having to eat 3-course dinners, one after the other. You would fill up and eventually feel as if you would burst. And so to avoid this, we humans have evolved to dream, to act out a metaphorically similar completing experience and so let go of the emotion. Dreaming is your emotional flush toilet, so you are empty and alert for the next day. But dreaming takes up a lot of energy, and so you can be overloaded if you have to dream a lot because you are worrying and ruminating and anxious all the time. And that is why depressed people will be woken up by a brain which can dream no more, in a state of exhaustion, with no energy or motivation. And how would it be if you were not sleeping normally because you had a small baby to look after, and that baby's sleeping was fitful and disruptive, as a tiny baby's sleep typically is? And how are you when you wake up? Is the waking up time the worst part of the day for you? And when you think about it, do you, as a new mother, spend a large part of your day worrying and ruminating round and round, back and forth, resolving nothing and just banging your head time and again on the same questions? And we will sleep much less of the essential slow wave regenerating sleep when we worry a lot, because we are dreaming too much. And this is another reason why we can be exhausted by our nightly sleep rather than refreshed, and why it is that when depressed we are more vulnerable to physical wear and tear. And this will be especially so if our sleep is being disrupted by a baby needing regular feeding and nappy changing. It is actually quite easy to understand why those feelings of hopelessness and low motivation arise, isn't it? You are attempting to dream more than you are capable of. And this exhausts you and damages your capacity to make and act on some of the essential decisions that you have to make to get your essential needs met and those of your baby. And so you awake the next morning exhausted and not refreshed. And this can then become a vicious circle, spiraling downwards. And it is pretty clear also what you have to do to change this. The first step is to stop worrying right now, to do whatever it takes and however hard it seems at the beginning, and then find that even a day without worrying or worrying less is enough to improve sleep, even if it is disrupted by baby, and so wake up feeling a little better. And then each day you can become a little easier and you can have a little more energy and begin to see things differently and find answers to those nagging questions and then acting upon those answers. Such as that you are a much better mum than you thought previously. That there is help for you if you use it properly. And that there are times when you and your baby are just the two of you together. And you can find that this experience is one you can begin to enjoy and value. And to have that realization that this special time with baby is the most precious gift you can give. At this moment, I would like you to come with me into a little relaxation so that you can find it a little easier to imagine what you could do now in order to worry less each day and sleep better each day, and so wake up a little more refreshed. So just sit back in that chair, or lie back on that bed or sofa, and just notice the weight of your body resting and nestling into the softness of the chair or bed, or sensing a part or parts of your body again against some hard surface. And as you do that, you could even now be aware of changes to that part of your body, which is a sign that you are beginning to relax or deepen in some way, which is unique to you. And you can imagine how it is for you when you do begin to relax, or how it might be this time. Some people are aware that the rhythm of their breathing slows down, while others notice that their shoulders or arms or legs begin to feel a little different. And others can be aware of tensions lifting from their jaw or from around their eyes or across their forehead or from the crown of their head. Where are you relaxing now, or are aware of relaxing now, or imagining how you might relax if you chose to do so at some unconscious level? And from this sense of sensing where you are right now, you can begin to let your imaginings wander. How you could begin to change something about how you lived a typical day just for the next few days. Well, who could you call for a chat or speak to that would take you out of yourself or reassure you that everything you are doing is fine, and that the time you have with baby alone and still is the most important thing for baby and you? And when it is just you and baby, how could you enjoy this experience more? Just being there. You could just begin to really look and see your baby, or to shut your eyes with baby and feel that suckling, or that warmth, or that touch. And as you do, you begin to realize easily and naturally that it will be okay. And as you really look, you can see and sense that your baby is seeing and sensing you so very well and is learning from you all the time, and that you have so much that you can give just by being and loving and nurturing and being there. And time has stopped for a moment. Or is there something that does need to be done that day or the next that as you focus on it, it becomes easier to do? And who is there that you can ask for help? Your partner, a member of your family, or the nurse or home visitor, or a friend or neighbor, because, you know, that people like to help if they can, don't they? And how best can you access that help? One phone call might be enough. Or just to ask, knowing that you are doing the very best you can. What is arising in your mind's eye now? How easy might it be for you to do something different tomorrow, and then different again for the day after, and the day after that? Even though the days are long and baby needs a lot from you, what time could you make just for you? And what might you do just for you at that time? A bath, a read of a paper, a little TV, or a walk, even if it is just round the block. When might it be that you notice a lightening and a movement that tells you that you are already beginning to act more and worry less and do things differently? And when you are ready and see something clear and different that you will be doing, then just slowly open your eyes. What is the second factor that could be keeping you in the postnatal depression? Well, this will be linked to the disruption and change caused by the baby's arrival, and that you are not seeing what is happening clearly enough, and so are not acting to problem solve and prioritize. So for a moment, just stand back and see your life, how it was before the baby and how it has changed since, and see it in terms of your essential human needs, part of your human givens. The givens of human nature include those essential human needs, and often a vital step to moving out of a depression is to undertake an audit of how well you are meeting those needs now. And this is especially important when your life is being changed by the newness and challenge of parenthood. So what are the essential human needs? And as you hear them, just consider what has changed since the birth and what you can do to nudge things along in the right direction. Feeling safe. Has that changed since the birth? Having people who are important to you and to whom you are important. There is your new baby, of course, and how are you developing that and what do you need to enhance it? And also with your partner and family. Having wider connections beyond your family and close friends. These could be suffering. Can you find a way here that would be easy and just move it along? A sense of autonomy and control. What does this mean to you? And if there is a lack, and there could very well be as baby takes up so much of your time right now, what small things can you do which allow you to retain a sense of autonomy in this new situation? Just a thought could do it, by allowing yourself a minute just to stay still. Comfortable with your status in society and with your peers? What emerges here for you? A sense of competence and achievement. Now this could be important. And so ask yourself what is really important for you and your baby, and that only you can give this, and how important is that? getting your attention needs met, both giving and receiving. Your baby can really help you here, both giving to you and, of course, receiving from you in so many ways. A place and space for privacy and reflection. This will be hard, but what small step is there for you to take? And being stretched by how you live or the work that you do. This is so stretching, of course, but how well do you realize this and just allow yourself to respond as best you can? So where is your life still working well? And where is it better since you were a mother? And how are you successfully managing to do this? And what is it that the baby is giving you? And what are you doing which is so different, yet is working? And just feel good about this. And where is there a lack? Here are those needs again. Safety. Autonomy. Wider connections. Attention, both giving and receiving. That important person or people. Status. Achievement. Privacy. Being stretched and meaning. And what you may find is that by standing back and looking at your new life in this different way and in a calm state, that you see things differently. That if you can just work on one practical thing to make a change in the right direction, then a lot just falls into place. And in doing this, you are activating an essential human capacity, which is to problem solve. Which is not working, of course, when you worry and are highly aroused and anxious. And I recall a young mother who just found that a few minutes here and there, when she was still and quiet, gave her a sense of her own autonomy and she just felt in control. And then it was so much easier for her just to be still and quiet with her baby. And she began to realize how good a job she was doing. We have looked at two factors that need to be tackled to relieve your depression. The first is to stop worrying and improve sleep. And the second is to get the balance of your life working better and creatively by looking at your essential needs and then practically how to get them moving in the right direction. And the third factor? Well, this is concerned with thinking styles and how you see the world and evaluate your experience. It is very easy, if you have had this sense that life has been tough and unfair, to constantly be seeing the bad and making the worst construction of events, especially when tired and a new mum. Think about it. If you buy a new dress, which is green and perhaps an appealing shape for you, and you will be seeing this dress or one just like it in some way or other again and again, where before you never saw it. This is because your mind is primed to see that dress. And so similarly, you can be primed to see what is wrong rather than what is right. Especially when faced with the responsibility of a baby. And so you don't notice when the really important things are actually working out well. This is called black and white thinking styles, or the three P's. The first P is permentalizing, which is when anything bad happens, you believe it will be permanent. In other words, last forever. Which is just not true, of course, because there is always change and movement if you think about it. Every week your baby grows a little and learns a little and responds a little differently. And very soon there is massive change and an opportunity to make changes. And P is for personal, which is when a bad thing happens, you believe it is only your fault and reflects your deficiencies alone, which is very rarely the case. To convince me of this, I just think of court cases, those I read about in real life and watch on TV. Both sides will have completely different ways of explaining and justifying the same thing, won't they? Can both sides be right? Or is neither? And so when you think about your role, how can you see it differently? And when you look at the good of baby in your life right now, well, build up that contribution you are making to bringing this good into your life. And how proud can you be that you are a new mum? And the last P is for pervasive, which is the idea that if something bad happens to you in one part of your life, then all other parts of your life will be affected. Which could be true in some way, especially when your life is dominated by this new situation, but for sure will not be really true, especially if you think about how broad is the life that is still there for you. The friends you have, the activities you engaged in, your health, good or bad in parts, or just average, how you can entertain yourself, what you do and can do, and so on. Can this new event really reach all the parts in your life? In a real sense, overcoming this depression is about getting your emotions working for you, rather than having them taking you over, and by looking outside rather than being locked inside. And you will be finding that taking action on these three factors, sleep and worry, meeting needs, and thinking styles, that you will be more in control and have a greater sense of calm. And all action and experiences and tools which enhance calmness and peace and contentment in your life will have all kinds of beneficial knock-on effects. Calmness comes from experiencing it and knowing that you can access a state of greater calm when you choose to. And it is often good to know what is going on for you day by day. So scale how you feel, doing it through the day, with a notebook, perhaps, noticing what helps, setting a baseline, and not worrying about slippage. It is temporary. And in the Anxiety Control It Now download, there are breathing exercises and other tools that will help you. And the Self-Confidence download will help you build a deeper sense of inner confidence in your capacities. And that too will calm you further. The goal setting to rebalance your life emotion download will lead you through a needs audit carefully and allow you to visualize successfully achieving goals that get an essential need met and so reduce your worry and anxiety. So now relax again. And rehearse and remind yourself of all that you have learnt and can now use to overcome this postnatal depression once and for all. Sit back and shut your eyes and allow yourself to easily be aware of what is happening in your body. And many people find that just to do this can open them to a slightly different sensation and feeling. And could this be happening to you? As you again listen to my voice becoming slower and more relaxing, and are reminded at a deep, unconscious level that you can choose to relax now. Feel a cool breeze washing over you, or a warm feeling of calmness, or that excitement of meeting a new friend, or reading a new book, or seeing a new TV show, or listening to a new music track. Which of these is creating that good, relaxing response in you? Or is there a different kind of good feeling which is just happening? Of contentment, of just being there, of excited anticipation, or a warming sense? And allow this feeling to deepen, like going down a ladder or down a path to a beautiful beach, or entering into the depths of a deep, deep ocean where there is only silence and peace and distance from everything. And you could now be really deeply relaxed, or just feeling slightly calmer, or not yet consciously noticing much of a change. It doesn't really matter. Feel good that you have learnt something different about how your brain works, and that a depressed feeling is normal when you are under stress, and that you can choose now to do something different today or tomorrow. To stop worrying and find that you sleep better. What are you visualizing that you will begin to do to take you out of yourself? And what else? And what could you do today or tomorrow or the day after that which would give you something you absolutely need? Because just like a plant or a fish, you have essential needs. What can you do that will stretch you, increase your contact with other people? To do something that you know is worthwhile and will make a difference. And as you relax more, what is coming up that excites you? And that you can say to yourself, yes, I can do that, and I will. And when might you begin? Today, or tomorrow, or will you leave it for a few days? How quickly can you begin to change the way you see the situation of being a mother and your experience of it? What were the good things that happened to you today? And what actually worked? Though baby did not sleep when you wanted them to, they did eventually, and they are putting on weight. And what other ways are there to explain what is happening to you? See the shades of grey between those hard black and white bits which seem so important, as being a mother seems so black and white. Really search hard, because if the way you view something makes you miserable and keeps you stuck, well, just move the chair to the other side of the room so you can see it differently. And you might like to play as if games. Just pretend that you have changed your way of seeing something, as if you have. You don't really have to change your mind, just pretend, but really try hard to make the pretending seem real. And notice how much this helps you. Or have that second thought. Because though you cannot always change the first thought that comes into your head, you can for sure change the second. And I am reminded of those wise words that a Cherokee Indian told his grandson. The young boy was troubled and confused by the thoughts running in his head. And so the wise grandfather reminded the young boy that we all have two wolves fighting inside our heads. One wolf is negative and overwhelmed and pessimistic and ungenerous of spirit. And the other is positive and generous and optimistic and expansive. And the next day, the young boy, who had been living with this new idea all night, asked his grandfather, "Well, grandfather, which wolf wins?" And his grandfather replied, "Why, it is the one you feed." In a few moments, when you drift up and awaken, it may be interesting for you to know that in that state of mind where thoughts drift by like dreams, they enter awareness for a time, while some are left behind to be used later on. And other thoughts can become distant, and the experience can seem far away. As your unconscious mind protects your conscious mind, and leaves those things behind forgotten, but remembered too. And times change too, so you can know what a trance it's been when you begin to know that what seemed to take a short time turns out to have been a long time, or what seemed a long time was really no time at all. And in a moment, I will count back down from 5 to 1, so you can slowly begin to become alert and aware and return to the room. 5, begin to be aware of your body differently. 4, gently returning to the here and now and feeling yourself beginning to rise to the surface. 3, becoming more alert, almost without noticing. 2, getting ready to open those eyes. 1, opening those eyes now. And make sure that you are fully alert before driving or operating any machinery. I hope you found real value and insight from this Overcoming Postnatal Depression eMotion Download audio session. and please listen to it often, perhaps every day for a few days, so that it will really sink in. For more information, visit londonhumangivens.com. And from there, you can access the official Human Givens sites, including their useful and wide-ranging publications, and read the best-selling self-help book, How to Lift Depression Fast, by Joe Griffin and Ivan Terrell, the founders and still the main teachers of the Human Givens approach. I am Andrew Richardson. Thank you.